Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Canfield, and I want to welcome you to the Train the Trainer podcast, our Getting Started call for 2012 Train the Trainer program. I want you to know that I'm really excited about 2012 and the groups it's gathering. This is the third year that we'll be doing this program, and you all have the benefit of the last 2 years, what we've learned. We've really each year just improved this program amazingly so based on all the feedback and the wonderful experiences people are having, and just gets better and better. I also want you to know that this is not the third year I've been training people. I've been training trainers for over 30 years, and I've been doing it primarily in the corporate world and in education. And just the last 3 years, we started training people to do general public seminars and also in the corporate world and education world. So really excited about that. And you're going to be learning how to really experientially empower people and help them break through their blocks so they can create the lives they want based on the success principles. This all started as part of a vision I had to leave a legacy, which about 4 years ago I got a call from the United States Navy asking me to train, I think it was about 10,000 people a month they had coming out of the Navy, and they wanted me to develop a training program based on the success principles and implement that with all the people coming out. And I just didn't have the training staff available to take on such a project, and I thought I'd never want to be in that situation again. I want to be able to train people all around the world in every country to just become more effective, more powerful, and be able to manifest their visions and live the lives of their dreams. So you're all part of this legacy that we're creating, and just based on the last 2 years, we've seen miracles happening, which I'll tell you a little about as we go on. So I want you to realize this year is about you becoming the best trainer that you can possibly be, and especially focusing on how do you teach people about all the aspects that we cover in the Success Principles book. It's really remarkable what's been happening for people. I think some of you know, because you've been on previous calls, that we have one person who took the program 2 years ago, came back a second year, brought his wife. And they're running around the world this year doing trainings in Canada, China, the Soviet Union, Jamaica. They will gross over $1 million in training fees this year and coaching fees. So when they started, I think he was making $100,000 a year 2 years ago. So that's the possibility that exists. We have people training kids at risk in Mexico. We have a couple of fitness trainers who've now become trainers to help people manifest their dreams. We have a woman who was an elementary school teacher in India who has now developed her own training company and has put together a facility, is offering trainings to women and empowering them in India. And so on it goes. You know, many, many people doubling, tripling their income. But most importantly to me, having impact in the world, helping people become empowered so that we all can create a world that works for everybody. So I'm excited about that. You're going to be in a group with like-minded individuals who are there to serve mankind, serve their local communities, and we'll be, you know, we'll all be teaching different topics into different groups at this time, but you'll be meeting people in this program that'll be extraordinary resources to you. Some will come from the business world. Maybe you come from education. Maybe you come from the private sector doing public seminars or coaching or whatever it might be. But all of the people who are coming to learn will also be resources to you. And you'll be working with them in ways that I'll describe in just a few moments throughout the course of the year, which will allow you to access each other's abilities and unique talents and to be teaching each other as well as learning from me and my staff. Now, I want to tell you straight out that this program is not meant to be easy. It's meant as a challenge to you as a trainer. And we know that this is going to be something that's going to require you to play full out, to really step up to the plate, to take 100% responsibility for the direction your life is headed and to take action, because we don't want you teaching what you're not already living. So literally this year you're going to be walking the talk, and we're going to be working with you on your personal growth as well as your growth as a trainer, and we'll be helping you break through your own limits as we demonstrate how these techniques work. You're going to be getting a lot of personal development as well as learning how to do it with others. So when people are practicing as trainers, someone might also be, you know, being coached by them through a process, whatever. So it's going to be very, very powerful. But that being said, no matter where you are right now as a trainer, I want you to know that over the upcoming year, My staff and I are wholeheartedly committed to your success. We'll be delivering new skill sets to you. We'll be teaching you new techniques and valuable insights and awarenesses and content and structures and theories and philosophies that will be invaluable to your advancement as a trainer. I'm really excited that we have a very global group. So far, we have participants from 11 countries, from the United States, from Russia, from Israel, from Oman, Canada, Jordan, Italy, Denmark, Mexico, India, Puerto Rico, and the United Arab Emirates. And there are still a few people signing up at this moment, so we may have more. Just to give you a sense of what happens as people come together, we now have a Hispanic, Latino, Spanish-speaking mastermind group that's come out of the two previous groups. There are people in there from Mexico, Cuba, Puerto Rico, all supporting each other and working with the Hispanic market, both in the United States and outside our borders in Puerto Rico, Cuba, Mexico, and other Spanish-speaking countries. So you're going to be meeting a lot of people, and what you'll find is you're going to have some amazing friends come out of this. You'll be able to travel to many, many countries and know that you'll have a place to stay, people that you can consult with, people that are local guides to you. So there's a lot of value that comes out of that as well. Now let me focus on what we'll be doing over the course of the year so you have a sense of what's going to happen. I'm then going to describe briefly where and when our meetings are going to be. I'm going to talk to you about some of the things that you'll be doing in the program. And then we'll be talking about your homework that you have before we get here. So I want everyone to be prepared because there is some homework to do. And if you show up not having done it, it's going to put you and the group at a disadvantage. It's not an inordinate amount. You have a month to do it, but it does need to get done. So let me focus for a moment on what we'll be doing together. Over the course of the year, you're going to be focusing on experiential learning. Some of you may already be doing that. To some of you, it may be a new concept. But we're going to teach you how to teach the success principles that we talk about in the book and some other things as well that are not just about talking. You know, a seminar is you talking at somebody. A workshop gets more interactive. A training is really interactive using experiential exercises such as partner processes, small groups, exercises where people mill around. We'll be teaching you exercises that have kind of a aha punchline at the end of them that if you don't see it coming, just literally transforms the way you view yourself, the world, things like guilt, resentment, fear, and anger, and so forth. And so the content alone is not enough to transform people, but the experiential exercises are really a thing that I have mastered over the course of my life. And as a result of that, I created the Transformational Leadership Council, which is an organization with over 120 leaders from around the world who are experts in transformational trainings that involve experiential learning. So literally, I'm one of the world's experts in that, and you're going to learn a lot about it. And learn not just from me, but other people will also be bringing the techniques, other participants in the training. The other thing we'll be doing is we'll be looking at group dynamics and how to observe a group. How do you start a group so you really fully engage them? What do you do when you're losing the group? If people are becoming hostile to you or other people in the group, most of these things won't happen because we're very brilliant at how we design these structures in the training so that we move through that very quickly. But you'll be prepared to notice the dynamics of a group, what to expect over time in a group, and how to deal with that. The other thing we'll be looking at is how to design a workshop. How do you structure and sequence exercises depending on the outcome you want to create? We'll be teaching you how to develop and lead a one-half-day workshop, and you'll be able to do that as you leave the first week. By the time you leave the second week, you'll be able to do a one-day workshop and training. In the third week, you'll be able to do a 2 to 3 day training. And you'll actually be practicing those between. So between the first and the second seminar, you'll be expected to lead a half-day training for somebody, and we'll teach you how to, you know, get people in the room and so forth to be able to do that. And then a full day between the second and third training, and then as you leave the third training, you'll be able to do a 2 and 3 day experience. We'll be teaching you also presentation skills. We'll be drilling you on those. You'll have lots of up front of the room or in front of small groups practicing these things you're learning. The one thing we've learned over the last 2 years is more and more practice time. it's built into the program, and you'll see how powerful and useful that is as we go through the course. We'll also be teaching you how to process people when they get stuck. We're teaching you some coaching skills, things like EFT, emotional freedom techniques, and tapping. You'll be learning the RIM method, which is what we call releasing the inner magician, something developed by Dr. Deb Sandella. We'll focus on laser coaching, which you'll get to practice between the first and the second meeting in triads, a very powerful tool that's been developed by one of my friends named Jim Bunch, who's a member of the Transformational Leadership Council. You'll be able to deal with things that come up in the trainings, emotions, fears, guilt, resistance, anger, so forth and so on. We'll also be teaching you how to present the success principles, and you'll be living those between the trainings, mastering them yourself through your own experiences, but also how to present these in a very powerful way. So there'll be very specific things that you'll be learning to do, very specific modules you'll be learning to teach. We'll also be teaching you how to effectively use stories to illustrate the success principles, some that you find in my book, but more importantly, finding your own stories out of your own life purpose, which we will have exercises to help you do that. And then, as I said, we'll be bringing in a couple of outside experts. I'm going to be teaching probably about 90% of the seminar myself, so 9 out of 10 hours is going to be me, and or 90 out of 100 or whatever that comes to, 180 out of 200. But we also bring in a few other people for some hour-long, some two-hour-long, some optional evening sessions that will include Liana Chuli, who is an image therapist who will help people learn how to dress more effectively if that's something that's a challenge for you. What does it look like to present yourself in the most powerful and effective way when you're in a training situation? And she is an expert on color, shape, style, fabrics, cut. I mean, just an amazing woman. Her father was the tailor to the Shah of Iran, and she's worked with movie stars, television personalities, celebrities. She's worked with our past 2 years of Train the Trainer. She's totally revamped my wife's wardrobe and a little bit of help to me as well. So you'll get to meet and work with her. John DeVore will be coming in on our second and third sessions. All I can say about him is describe him as a miracle worker. He helps people move through blocks at a speed of which I've never seen anyone else do. Very powerful. Pamela Bruner, who is an EFT tapping expert, and will just complete the book with me called Tapping into Ultimate Success. It'll be coming out this May. She'll be coming in and teaching some tapping techniques for people. Dr. Deb Sandella, who is an amazing woman to develop the RIM process, the Releasing the Inner Magician process. She's going to be there several times and demonstrating and teaching the RIM process. It was a very powerful tool for helping people move through blocks. So she'll be there. And there may be one or two other surprises that come in throughout the year, but I just want you to know that I'll be teaching most of it, and then we just have a few guest experts coming in as well. So we have three meetings. You know about this. You should have received a welcome packet that has all this information in it. But we're meeting, just so you know, February 7th to 11th in San Diego, California. Our second meeting will be May 31st to June 4th. These are all five-day trainings. That is to be announced. We're looking at some places in Southern California, also possibly a resort in Denver, Colorado that's supposed to be amazing. And then in October, the 6th to the 10th. So, again, that site will be – we'll always be telling you where the next meeting is. Like in San Diego, we'll tell you where the May meeting is being held so you'll know and you can create your travel plans. The other thing that you'll be doing is that you'll be receiving a free membership to the Jack Canfield Inner Circle Club, which will include me interviewing monthly guest experts. We've got lined up a number of people, Cynthia Kersey, who is a woman who wrote the book Unstoppable and an amazing trainer and facilitator. Marcia Weider, who runs Dream University, which is actually a place where you go to school to learn how to manifest your dreams. And she's one of the super coaches on the planet, an expert in enrollment, one of the great people, as you'll see. We're in conversation with Stedman Graham, with Lisa Oz, Dr. Oz's wife, who has a radio program on the Oprah Network. Michael Beckwith, the head of the Agape Church, numbers of people like that that you'll have access to every month as well as experts that you can learn from. In between the first and second meeting, you'll be involved in coaching triads. So there'll be a time where you'll have to get on the phone with two other people from the training and practice laser coaching, which we're going to teach you. It's a very powerful tool to literally laser somebody through a coaching process and get them from where they're stuck into action, sometimes as fast as 10 or 15 minutes. And this is a tool you can use in the training room. It's a tool you can use in coaching. And it's a tool you can use with your own family and friends and people you work with and so forth. And so in these triads, you'll have the experience of being the coach, and then you'll also have the experience of being the coaching client, and you'll have the experience of being the observer and giving feedback to the coach. So it's a practice tech. We want you to practice this technique between the calls so you can observe the entire process, and it will allow you to learn how to integrate these principles while coaching others. You want to get to the place where literally without looking at notes, this coaching model, which has seven steps to it, is something you can just automatically drop into with anybody, anytime, anywhere. And so we'll be practicing that. Between the second and third meeting, we'll have you form into mastermind groups, usually based on geographic areas, so you can make phone calls. This is all done by phone. And you'll be practicing the mastermind model, which is a very transformative, profound model that you'll be teaching others, but we want to have you practice it. Probably calling, you know, every 2 weeks during that period of time to your mastermind group and be spending about an hour on the phone with them each time. The other thing is you'll have access to our website. And this website, jackcanfield.com, you can write that down if you want. This is in your welcome packet, but www.jackcanfield.com. And this will hold, and you'll have access and a password to get into our Train the Trainer community. And this will hold videos that we may want you to watch. It'll have a content library of things you can refer to and other information as well. We'll be posting things there throughout the year, and often during a training we'll realize there's a resource we want you to have, and we'll post it there as soon as the training's over. So you'll want to get real comfortable with going to the campfield.com and then also going into the Train the Trainer community. And we will have a tutorial sometime in February when we will email you and we'll walk you through, I don't know if it's going to be a podcast or a live call. We're finding that with the international group, these podcasts are a better way to go so that people don't have to get up at 3 in the morning in Oman to listen to this. But we'll be having a tutorial that will walk you through how to use the community, the Train the Trainer community within the Jack Canfield Inner Circle Club, where it'll become a very important part of the program for you. Also, there'll be a quarterly call where you can access me for about 90 minutes, and you can submit questions in advance, and then you can ask questions on the fly on the program, so things that spontaneously come up. So if you've got questions about training design or something that happened when you tried something or something's confusing to you, you'll have access to my staff by email anytime you want, but you'll have access to me probably four times over the course of the year to you know, get that personal coaching you need from me. Now, there is some homework that we'd like you to complete before you come to the February meeting. We have emailed this to you, but if for any reason you did not receive it, we'd like you to email my staff, and here's the email address for anything regarding the Train the Trainer program. You just email a question or a comment or, you know, whatever you need to TTT, that's TTT, which stands for Train the Trainer, at jackcanfield.com with any questions. And if you didn't get your homework assignment, let us know, and we will resend it to you. Also, we need you, if you have a spam filter on your computer, we need you to go in and turn that off and add TTT at jackcanfield.com to whatever you might call it, your white list, your friends list, your accepted list, whatever it is, so that it doesn't get stopped by your spam filter. Otherwise, some very important things that you'll need to have prepared before you come to meetings or announcements of additional calls we might offer, podcasts that are now available to listen to, et cetera, you might miss that. So I'm going to go over very quickly with you the homework items that you received. I'm going to mention them on this call as well, just so they log in. And if you didn't get it yet, you can start thinking about this in advance of receiving it when you email us at ttt@jackianfield.com. And I'll do a little kind of, filling in some blanks here to make it more clear for you. So first and foremost, read your welcome packet. This was sent to you before the holidays. It included information on the first meeting's location, included information about booking your discounted hotel room, the schedule for the upcoming week, the schedule for the year, and a lot of other things. So if you've not yet read it, please do so as soon as possible. And also, book your hotel room as soon as possible. The rooms are filling up very fast, and the discounted rate, I'm told, ends on January 16th. So for some of you, that might be, the day before you or the day after you listen to this. If there's a problem with the hotel, let us know, and we'll try to work with you to help you with that. If you haven't booked your room yet, call the Omni, that's O-M-N-I, the Omni Hotel in San Diego. Their telephone number is 619-231-6664. If you're calling from overseas, make sure you put in whatever the appropriate country code is. So it's 619-231-6664. And mention the Train the Trainer room block. And if you do that, you'll get a discounted room at $155 a night. So again, if you need your welcome packet resent to you, if you didn't get it for any reason, just email us at ttt@jackianfield.com. We check that several times a day, first thing in the morning, middle of the afternoon, the end of the day. So we'll make sure we get it. The number two piece of your homework, second thing, please, this is so important. If you've not yet read the Success Principles book, do so. If you've already read it, I would request that you reread the first 20 chapters. We'll be working with those principles, some of them, usually about 10 at each training, and we'll be using various ones from the first 20 in this first training. So I want you to be very familiar with that. If you're flying in from overseas, you might want to reread it on that long flight on the airplane. If you don't have a copy, go to your local bookstore or go online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or whatever your online bookstore is in your country. And you can download it as an e-book or you can get a hard copy. I would recommend a hard copy because you want to be being able to access that quite often. You may want to underline, take notes, etc. So please read the book in full before the program starts in February. And if you've already read it, please review the first 20 chapters. So, also I want you to come to the training with the following items written down. I'm going to give three things you need to write down and one thing you need to prepare for, you may want to outline. So the first is your life purpose statement. We're going to be demonstrating to you the first morning what a half-day workshop looks like. But in order to get through that a little faster, we want you to have these things filled out in advance. And so that we can kind of speed through that as opposed to spending an inordinate amount of time. So if you've thought about this in advance and written it down, this is going to be very helpful. So the first thing is your life purpose statement. So you can find the life purpose in the second chapter of the Success Principles called Be Clear While You're Here. And if you look at pages 19 to 24, you'll read about it. And two of those pages have a form on them with a set of questions. And you'll fill out the answers to those questions, and that will give you a stab at your life purpose. We can do more clarifying with that. We actually go through three different techniques throughout the program, each one getting more complex, more sophisticated, more deep, so that as you go through the program, you'll keep working on clarifying and deepening your understanding of your life purpose. But have that filled out for the first training. The second thing, The second thing is to have your goals written out for the seven areas of your life. If you look at the Success Principles, they're in the chapter on vision, pages 32 to 33, there's a form in there, or not a form, but a list of the seven areas of your life. I'm going to recount them here, describe them a little bit, but if you want to refer to that later, you can as well. Number one, the area of finances and money. So what would your goals be for 1 year? So literally 1 year from the date we start the seminar in February, what would your goal be that you would want to have achieved in 1 year regarding income or salary or the net revenues for your business, or debt reduction, or your retirement fund, or your net worth, cash flow, lots of different areas of the finance. But whatever is speaking to you, if we were sitting here 1 year from the beginning of the program, what would you like to have achieved in the area of finances? The second area is career and job. So what would you like to be doing or have achieved 1 year from now, from the beginning of the training, in the area of career and job? The third area is free time and recreation. This includes things like your hobbies, travel, the number of days you'd like to take off from work, the adventures you'd like to have, perhaps in travel adventures. You've always wanted to go someplace, to Paris, France, or Machu Picchu. So, you know, write that down. The fourth area is body and physical health. So this includes things like your ideal weight, the reduction of chronic pain or chronic problems. Maybe you have a fitness goal like I have right now of doing 100 push-ups in a row. Whatever it might be, write that down. And then relationships. This includes family relationships, friends, colleagues, you know, other kinds of relationships in your community. Maybe they're relationships you want to heal, or you'd like to have more friends, or you'd like to be married when you're not, or you'd like to work through some of the issues with your children or your parents or your husband or wife. The sixth area is personal goals. And personal goals relate to possessions, education goals, spiritual and emotional growth goals, like maybe you want to learn to meditate or spend so many days in spiritual retreat, or you'd like to get closer to God, or you'd like to read the Bible cover to cover, or the Quran, or the Bhagavad Gita, whatever it might be, something you want to do just because you want to do it, and that's where you put those goals. And number seven is, we call it giving back to the community, contribution, legacy. What would you like to contribute? Maybe there's a certain cause you'd like to contribute time or money to help alleviate some problem or challenge in the world, maybe some nonprofit you care deeply about. So those are the seven areas. Now, you at least want to have one goal for each area. We'll talk more about the number of goals to have in life. Some of you may have two or three goals in those areas. That's also fine. And also, notice in the chapter on goal setting, there's a chapter called Unleash the Power of Goal Setting that comes later. It talks about how to write a goal. It's how much by when. So I don't just say double my income. Say I would like, you know, I will have earned $250,000 U.S. by February 10th, 2013. So be very specific. You know, how much by when. You'll see in the book as you read why that's so important. The third thing is, for each of the goals you write, we'd like you to write an affirmation. So if my goal were to say, my goal is to make $250,000 U.S. by February 10th, 2013, then my affirmation would be something like, I am joyfully celebrating having earned $250,000 as an annual income. So you'll read about affirmations in pages 70 to 88, I think it's 81 rather, 11 pages on, it's called Release the Brakes. And the guidelines for writing an affirmation, and there are eight of them, are listed on pages 75 to 77. So that's a little bit of homework, but it's going to make everything we do that week so much more important, so we can focus on how to teach this and how to help you clarify some of the areas where you weren't clear. We'll tweak your own work. We'll evaluate it and help you adjust it so it fits the guidelines better. But if you've already taken a first stab at this, it's going to make it a lot easier. So again, life purpose statement, goals in the seven areas, affirmation for each goal. And then finally, in terms of homework, we would like you to come prepared to deliver a one-minute introduction of yourself. So each of you is going to get up on stage and have 1 minute to introduce yourself to the group. And we want you to start, here's the four aspects of your introduction. Number one, your name. Number two, where you currently live. Number three, your level of experience as a trainer or speaker. You know, I've been speaking professionally for 20 years. Or I've never spoken professionally, but I've done some work. You know, I was a teacher in the middle school for 2 years. Or I've never done anything. Or I'm training teachers in NLP right now. Whatever it might be, just what's your experience as a trainer or a professional speaker. And then lastly, if you know, and it's okay if you don't, what is the target audience that you think you're going to work with? Is it corporate? Is it general public? Is it education? Is it teens? Is it, you know, youth at risk, pregnant moms? Whatever it might be, empowering women. If you know what that is, it's helpful for us to know because we'll be taking notes, and all the other participants will as well. And that will allow them then to remember, well, if they learn something that would really be cool for you to use, then they can make sure that they get that to you. So we'll all kind of know who's here, what's your experience, what are you intending to do, so you can begin to seek out each other and support each other where you have common goals, common backgrounds, common themes that you want to address with your training. So again, don't worry if you don't have a lot of experience. That's what we're here to teach you. But if you do, that's great too. We're here to take you to the next level. Okay. The next thing that I just want to talk about very briefly, this call won't last too many more minutes, but is to come prepared. We're going to do something at the end of the week. We'll have a dinner and a come-as-you'll-be party, cocktail party, and a dance the last night. And I want to talk about the come-as-you'll-be party. If you remember in the Success Principles book, there's a chapter called Act As If. And the most powerful Act As If technique that we've discovered so far is something called the come-as-you'll-be party. And this is really probably my favorite part of the whole training. And literally for the last hour, well, for an hour to an hour and a half preceding the dinner, you'll come to a cocktail party. And you'll actually be able to have a drink of alcohol if you want. If you don't drink, that's great too. But we'll be asking you to act as if it's 5 years from the date. So we'll be acting as if it's the year 2017. So it's 5 years after 2012. And you're going to act as if for that hour to an hour and a half that you've already accomplished every goal you set out to accomplish that you've set for yourself over the five-year period. And so it's really fun. And you're talking in the past tense, oh, I did this, I did that, I just came from this international conference where I gave a keynote, I just finished a one-year training program with Microsoft, whatever it might be. And if you want, you can bring props, you can prepare things to show people, like we've had people bring mock book covers of the books they want to write. We've had people bring magazine covers where they're on the cover of the magazine. You can create these things in Photoshop, in your computer. We've had people bring awards like Oscars and Emmys that they've made up, copies of contracts that they've gotten. One person wanted to make a movie. They brought a copy of the movie poster. They were showing everybody. Concert posters, if it's music, brochures that include you already doing what it is you're training to do now. One guy showed up once. He was retired. He actually was wearing shorts, had a drink with an umbrella in it, the kind you would drink if you were on vacation in Hawaii or Tahiti or Jamaica. And it's meant to be fun. We don't want you to stress out about props or anything like that. If you had no props at all, it doesn't matter. It's more a matter of just acting as if it's 5 years in the future and you've achieved every goal that you wanted to achieve. This is a very powerful tool for releasing the law of attraction, for activating your subconscious mind, and for creating tremendous levels of motivation. So you can also read about that in the chapter on Act As If that's in the Success Principles book. So we will be doing that. We want you to know in advance if you want to bring certain kind of clothing for that. We've had people show up in tuxedos. We've had people show up in running shorts and suits and cocktail dresses and mountain climbing gear. It doesn't really matter. But if you want to do that to really accentuate the experience, you can go ahead and do that as well. So, again, it's meant to be fun. Don't stress out about it, but be as creative as you can. So a couple more things, then we're done. Number one, be on time for the meeting on February 7th. Registration has been changed. I think it was originally scheduled from like 8 or 8:15 to 9. It's now going to be from 7:45 to 8:30 a.m. So be there to get registered before we start. We're going to start promptly at 8:30 a.m. And that is a change to the schedule you receive. We have to start a half hour early due to some things with the hotel. So we'll be starting every morning at 8:30. We'll be ending approximately around 6. There's a couple of nights we might go a little later to 6:30. We rarely, if ever, go past 7. But we have to have the flexibility of being able to go later if we need to for whatever shows up. So don't make plans to meet other people immediately after the ending time. Give yourself some flex time so that you have time if we do go over and you have time to you know, change clothes, whatever you want to do if you're meeting people after the seminar. If you know some people you might be meeting, like in San Diego. So we're starting a half hour earlier every day, registration at 7:45. A reminder, weather in San Diego. San Diego is one of the southernmost cities in the United States, in California at least, and it can be very warm and sunny, but this time of year it can also be a little cold and rainy. So we never know what the weather is going to be out here. It just depends on what the winds are doing and so forth. So we want to recommend that you bring some warm things, like some sweaters, you know, some jackets for the evening, and also bring them to the room. It's very hard to control the temperatures to within 2 degrees in some of these large hotel conference rooms. So sometimes it can be a little cold. You want to have a sweater you can put on. Then if we try to warm the room up, it might become a little warm. You can take the sweater off, or a sweatshirt, or a jacket, or a shawl. Be prepared to what we call layer, you know, dress in layers, so you can take things on and off and be comfortable. We want you to be comfortable. If you're coming in from another country other than Canada, the United or Mexico, I would encourage you, if you can, if your schedule allows it, try to get there a day or two before the training starts so that you have time to maybe take a day to rest and relax, get a massage, sleep in, let the jet lag go away. Otherwise, sometimes people coming in from Europe and you know, the Middle East find that by the time the middle of the afternoon comes on that first day, they're just pretty much dysfunctional. So if you can afford it and you have the time, I would really encourage you to, you know, adjust your schedule to come in so you have a day off before we start the next day. And also make sure you get some sleep. You'll get there, you'll meet a lot of cool people, you'll be very excited. But get a good night's sleep the night before we start. You'll be glad you did that. So to conclude, I want to just say I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to meet you all. These last several years have been really magical and amazing, and I know we'll have another year like that. And I can guarantee you it's going to be a remarkable year for both personal and professional growth. And remind you, you're joining a community of like-minded, committed people. We'll have in the room probably in the range of about 15 assistants who've already taken the training in the past 2 years. They'll be there to help you, assist you in the exercises we do. The people that are coming in are committed to that, and also all the participants will be there. We're really there to help each other succeed. It's not a Lone Ranger situation. This is all people showing up committed to help all of us win at the highest level possible. So again, if you need anything, if you didn't get something, or if you have questions, please don't hesitate. Please call us or email us at ttt@jackcanfield.com. Or if it's an emergency kind of thing and you need to get through quicker, you can always call us at 1-800, the number 2, and the word E-S-T-E-E-M. Spell that out on your phone dial. 1-800, the number 2, and then the word E-S-T-E-E-M. So looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks. It's less than 4 weeks now. We'll be getting together in San Diego. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. I know we're going to have a great year, and I really appreciate your commitment to yourself and to the people you care about and the communities you want to make a difference to as we all work to make this world a place where more and more people can achieve their dreams. We get more and more equality, more spiritual growth, more social justice, more ecological sustainability, more fulfillment, more meaning, all the things we all want in life. We're committed to helping you help others and yourselves create that. So hope this was a useful call for you and that you got some information and you're as excited as I am. Look forward to seeing you. Take care. And again, reach out to us if there's anything you need. So for now, this is Jack Canfield signing off, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.